What up?
Welcome back to the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquoia D.
Good old St. Breeze here.
It's your boy Damani.
And yeah, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. So it could be about love, life, music, mostly life, and whatever else we feel like talking about. So welcome to the Gray Area. If you haven't already, please like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yes, sir.
And hit that notification bell so you know whenever we upload. This is a weekly podcast. So let's just jump right into it. Today, what are we talking about?
Today we're talking about boundaries. And yeah, boundaries. We all need them. Now I understand boundaries. It's like, before it was like, get comfortable. I'm trying to see what I'm trying to say or how I want to put it. Prior to understanding the importance of boundaries, it was, if you make it into my life, my space, if you make it past all these walls, I ain't really think that, you got access to me, full access to me. But now that I actually understand, it's more of a, I love you so much that I have to set these boundaries because the way things be working, like, I love you, so I want you here, but I need space, or I can only go so far, or I can't put you before me. That'd be the biggest thing. I can't put you before me. So these boundaries is to keep us like this, keep us on a good path. And I hope you have boundaries for me as well, even if it's from a friendship level, romantic level, business level. Boundaries must be set.
I agree. I think it's a part of being healthy, like understanding like, all right, when it's too much of too much of anything is not a good thing. So when it's too much for you, and when do you need the time to get back to center? So understanding when you need to cut people off is super important. Do you feel like you've already set healthy boundaries in your life? I mean, either one of you guys, do you feel like you've set enough boundaries? You feel like it was easy, hard to set boundaries?
Okay, so for me, and this is weird because I was about to ask a similar question. Well, I guess a question that would be preluding this question. But for me, it's been kind of hard to set boundaries just because I can set boundaries with people that are outside of my family or outside of people that I consider family. But when it came to family, I didn't have any boundaries. And I'm realizing now that that's not normal. Like, and also it's not healthy. So it's been difficult. I'm setting boundaries now. Like, setting boundaries for people that were outside of my family was not hard at all. That's how I live my life. I'm a private person for the most part. So I'm only going to, like, let you know or show you so much of me, whatever. But as far as my family, like, I'm noticing, like, they had too much access to certain parts and stuff like that. And it's like, in order for me to, I guess, live a healthy life, like y'all were saying, I am starting to set boundaries and figure out what boundaries I need to set. Like, what do we boundaries even look like for real? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Figuring out what boundaries look like. So, what is a boundary? That's the thing. Like, what is a boundary? How far is too far? But you have to know yourself first and understand your limits. How far we can go before this becomes a problem. So before it was like, once you hit the limit, all right, I need to distance myself. Like, I would just distance myself regardless. Like, I can't, the communication is going to be
limited.
Yeah, it was just different. Now we're not going to get to this point because I need this certain amount of time before anything. I don't be on my phone. I be on my phone just as much, but I don't respond unless it's an emergency. Like, I don't respond to a lot of texts except if it's for certain people or an emergency because I'm on my phone so much.
So what about you? And then I have a question.
Damn, I was gonna say something totally different, but I don't necessarily think I've had an issue setting boundaries, because I think for me, I guess it's similar in regards to like family, because you know family can call you whatever, but I didn't really have an issue setting boundaries, because for me once I start getting annoyed, like it's hard for me to, I naturally want to distance myself anyway, so. Once I get to a point where it's like, all right, this isn't, we're not, I don't feel like my best self right this second, so I need to step away from, just give me some time, because a lot of times, I get a lot of my energy from not being around people, because mm-hmm. like, I have time to,
me too.
Yeah, reflect, get my thoughts together, just, like, figure out what my actual opinion is, because if I'm around you for too long, I start to lose track of what my actual opinion is, as opposed to the opinion of the group, or opinion of, you know, that kind of thing, so just... For me, it hasn't been that hard to set boundaries. I just haven't had a too hard of a time setting boundaries for people. I mean, I'm just learning. I think I'm learning so like what the time frame is for me to set the boundary is. So whether it's we can do this for a certain amount of days, and then I know, all right, I've been around people too long. Let me just give me some time. I think that's where it's been for me.
Yeah, I've been needing space from people, like. I can't be around people without having my own time. Too much. I can't be with you
more than you with yourself.
Not even that. I can't be with you and not be with myself. Like, I can't be with you so much that I don't have any time for myself.
Yeah, so you with the mm-hmm. one you with yourself.
Mm-mm. It's not that I'm with them more than I'm with myself. I just need time. I need some time for myself. So if I'm with you for 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
like, even if I get 4 hours to myself, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
20 hours, I just need some time for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I'm the same way. Like, it's actually very draining for me to be around people for a long period of time. So I need to be by myself, like get time to myself and then regroup mentally, and then I can go be around people again. But it's, yeah, I definitely agree. So do y'all feel like, do you feel like you've always known what boundaries were? Do you feel like that's something that you were taught growing up, or do you feel like it's something that you just kind of had to, I guess, learn about as you got older?
I learned this year or last year. I learned about boundaries, the importance of boundaries last year, but I learned how to set boundaries. I started setting boundaries this year. That's why I do a lot of things by myself. It just be peaceful. It's like I could leave when I feel like leaving. I'm not worried about if anybody's having a good time except me. A lot of times my good time looks different than a lot of people's good time. So,
yeah, it's just, that's what I was gonna say. For me, I don't think it was something that I think I've always recognized the feeling of me needing to step away, but being able to actually set the boundary, it hasn't always looked the same. So, like, one of the things that used to happen when I was younger, people used to always come to my house. All the time. It's like my house was the specifically when I was in New York, it was like everybody would come to my house, and it was like I wasn't thinking nothing of it, because I'm like, I'm just trying to hang out with my friends. But after a while, I'm like, why do I feel, it's like, bro, I'm just kind of annoyed by you being here, like, but me not realizing that, like, that feeling was the sign to be like, hey, they don't need to be here every day, like, hey, this doesn't, you know. So I think your body will always tell you when it's like, all right, this is kind of you get a feeling like, eh, yeah, you kind of went too far with it. But
if you don't know about it, like, as a child, you don't really know about boundaries. And it's like, dang, I forgot where I was going. As a child, you don't really know about boundaries. And it is like, if you've never seen it done, or you thinking about this, where I was going, thinking about, oh, these my friends, supposed to be around them. I don't really want to hurt their feelings if I tell them, nah, y'all can't come over. They might be like, they might feel some type of way. I don't want I don't want to hurt you. We friends. We're supposed to always have fun, but I don't want to see you right now.
And I think it's funny. I forget where I read it, but somebody was saying, it might be one of them old philosophers, Socrates, somebody talking about. He was saying that the mark of actually being friends is you can, so a lot of times you can say stuff to your friends and they don't take it offensively, or they don't, a lot of times you don't even need to tell them that they, like, they're your friend. It's like, you're just, you'll say something to them, and a lot of times the mark of you being a friend is that you can say something that would normally be like a mean thing, but they don't see it as mean, you know, because like they recognize, hey, this is right. But still, you still need to be able to be like, hey, that was, this was too far. Like, this right here, you doing this is too far. And I think that's, it's healthy. Because, like, what do you, you have to save some something for you. Because, like, you can't get everybody everything. So, like, got to save something.
I feel like same thing, like, not really, as kids, you're not really taught about it. But, like, you kind of know it's a thing, but you don't really know it's a thing. Like, you know, is, you think of boundaries like borders, like perimeters, like, okay, I can't go outside of this area. You don't think of boundaries within a relationship or a friendship, as far as, like, even just saying, like, I don't want to see you every day, or, because as a kid, yeah, it does, but as a kid, it's like, oh, well, I want to have fun, so I do want to see you, but you don't realize sometimes you do need to be by yourself, or you get that time to yourself, and like, because maybe your parents are like, nah, you can't go outside, or they can't come over, and you don't realize this was your time to like reset and regroup. I recently, this, wow, this just made me think about something. So I was talking to my therapist, and basically I've been trying to figure out how to rest, and I didn't realize that I, like, I've always taken time to myself, but it was never, like, a moment where I was like, oh, I just need to be alone. It was just kind of something that I did. So in doing that constantly, I never thought of it as being a boundary where, like, I just decided not to see nobody that day. And I didn't, like, I just spent time with myself. I didn't see it as me setting a boundary or me resetting for myself or taking time for myself. I just saw it as, I just wanted to listen to music and lay in my bed. And I feel like because a lot of times we're taught, I guess not taught about it, I guess we have those moments, but we don't, they're not defined as anything until you get older and you realize, I've been seeing this person way too much. Like, I'm actually getting sick of you. Like, that type of thing. Then you realize, okay, I need to set boundaries. Or, but boundaries also don't always look the same. So it's not always like, I don't want to see you. Sometimes it's like, I will see you just as frequently. I just won't tell you as much stuff as I used to tell you. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be like, I'll hang out with you in this setting, but not this setting. Or sometimes it's just, I don't know. It just, it looks different depending on your lifestyle, who you are, who your friends are, who your family is. Because sometimes, essentially, I guess you were saying in the beginning, like, what are boundaries? And I think boundaries are, I guess, removing some level of access, or I guess blocking some level of access to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think everybody should have 24/7 access to you.
Yeah, like, everybody don't need behind the scenes passes. Yeah. Everybody don't need behind the, every right. time. That's just not
the way. I be needing boundaries for myself sometimes. Right?
Yeah, but I think it's like out of bounds. Like, it's like, yo, you can't. If we playing the game, you need the out of bounds to know that, hey, we can still play. Like, once you out of bounds, then next thing you know, everybody in the raft shooting from the rafters. It's like, yo, you've gone too far. Like, that's not where we're supposed to be at.
Can you imagine? So, like,
but again, I think it just depends on the individual, and it varies, because, like, all right, it may not be, like you said, it may not be a space thing. It may just be a thing where, oh, I can only talk to you about this. Because if we get past this, for whatever reason, it doesn't work. Yeah, like, we can't talk about this.
Yeah, everybody not for everything. That's what I'm learning. Like, even just because you're a friend, you not supposed to be around for everything. I'm not talking to you about everything. It's just, that's just how it works. Like, I come to you for certain things, you come to me for certain things, but you not about to get a play-by-play type of, yeah, we not doing that.
And, like, I feel like it's fine if you do have those people that you can do that with, but you have to recognize if you need to set back. Like, it's important to just recognize. Yeah, like, some people, you can be like, all right, I don't have a boundary on the amount of information that I give you. Because, like, some people you might have in your life where you're like, I don't feel like I need to keep a boundary on what I tell you or something like that. But you may feel like, okay, I don't really want to go out as much or something like that. But I'll talk to you about everything. Or I'll talk to you about everything. I don't mind being around you, but I still need to take time for myself, like what you were saying before. Mm-hmm. So just recognizing what boundaries work for you. Because it's not going to look the same. And you don't have to tell people, oh, I'm setting this boundary.
Like, yeah, a lot of, I think a lot of times it's an unspoken thing. You just kind of, you see it, you're like, all right, cool. This feels like an area I'm not supposed to be in. Mm-hmm. Or like, they won't even get the, a lot of times they won't even get the opportunity to cross it because you set the boundary so strongly. So
I just thought of boundaries. Is, in my opinion, boundaries are the ability to say no, like allowing yourself to say no.
Mm-hmm. That's a boundary. Now that's a strong boundary. Allowing yourself
to say no. Because a lot of times, I can only speak for myself. A lot of times, I don't set the boundaries because I don't want to say no. A part of me want to say no, but the other part of me is like, nah, I got you. I told you I got you. Mm-hmm. Gang, we like this. Yeah. Like, I got you. But it's okay. Because a lot of people, you got people 100%, but a lot of people don't have you how you have them. Yeah. And that's okay. That's life. Yeah. But I have you to the capacity that I can have you at.
Right.
This right here, this other 10%, I don't have you.
This is just for me. Yeah,
I don't have you. I can't help you. But everything else is fair game.
Yeah, I think that being able to say no is super important because I don't think we notice how often we just don't say no. We're just kind of, we want to say no.
Yeah, and we're hoping they'd be like, never mind.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I can't do it. And I just can't.
And the peripheral now I'm thinking about the boundary really for the people who, they can see that you want to say no, but they're not going to say it.
Yeah.
Not going to say anything if you don't say nothing.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just wild when I think about it. Because a lot of times, you can tell when somebody doesn't really want to do something. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they want to say no, but if you don't, there's a lot of people who, if you don't say something, they'll be like, all right, well, you didn't say no, so I'm going to just take advantage of it.
But for me, it's like, I actually want to help you.
Right.
But I don't want to help you, so I don't want to say no because I actually want to help you. So I just hope you sense the fact that I want to say no. So just be like, I mean, I'm gonna check with such and such and such and such if that you gonna be my last option. Mm-hmm. Like that, I'm like, Lord, I don't ask for much.
But that's so real though, especially like when they know you, not even in that scenario, because I feel like a lot of times people do be coming to us and be like, listen, I tried everybody else. You my last option. And I'd be like,
but did you really try everybody else?
Did you tell them the same story you told me?
But I feel like, dang, I lost my train of thought. That's crazy.
Can't blame it on the communion this time.
Dang, it's really gone. Oh, I feel like the people who can really see that you want to say no, and it's not like a life or death situation or something like that, and they just take advantage of that. It's like, you don't really need that person in your life anyways. Like, you need to definitely set a boundary. It's like knowing your limits when you're drinking. Like, you went, well, hopefully y'all know y'all limits, but
message.
If you know your limits when you're drinking, you know when it start to feel like, oh, okay, all right, either I got one more shot left in me, I might have one more drink, or I just need to stop here or it's going to get bad. So it's just like that, like knowing, okay, we got one more day we could spend together. And then it's, is dead, or maybe not dead, but like, you know, then I need time for myself. Or we got I got one more thing that I can probably tell you. I could go only so far with this information, and then I gotta pull back. Just recognizing that stuff. But I realized for me, a lot of times I was definitely putting people's needs before my own, and I just started. I recognized what boundaries were. I started setting boundaries, I feel like, within the last 2 to 3 years. But as far as, like, family, really setting boundaries with family, I feel like I just started doing that this year. And it's because I didn't realize how much of myself I was giving to other people, how much of my time, my energy I was giving to other people. Until, and then, like, I'm barely spending time on myself. Like, this energy I'm putting into trying to make you feel better and giving you an uplifting speech and doing whatever, I could have put that into myself.
Or people be around just for energy. They just be around for energy. They need good energy. They need a fix.
They show they up.
Come through.
Come knocking.
But it's draining. It's very draining.
And then it's like, they, you can't put the, you can't refill the energy that you're taking. Mm-hmm. So, at this point, I'm just empty. Like, I start out here, and seeing you, you bring me down here. Now I need a fix.
Right.
Who I'm gonna call? Mm-hmm.
Right. Or it's like, I'm here. I already gotta work, so now I'm here and I'm giving you this last little 10%, so now I'm here, and then who am I gonna call? Because now I'm completely empty. Right.
Still gotta cook,
and still gotta make dinner, still gotta do whatever. But it's like, I don't have the energy to do the things that I need to do or I want to do to make sure that my life is going in the direction that I want it to go in, because I'm giving my last bit of energy to you.
So I have a question. So once you set these boundaries and you start focusing on yourself, mm-hmm. is this why life starts to feel lonely? Like once you actually set the boundaries and you focus on yourself, then you start moving towards the things that you actually want to do, what you're actually supposed to be doing, and it feels like you're lonely because you can't take these people
with you.
You can't take everybody up here. You gotta be like, I can't do this. So, I mean, you still got my number, but I gotta leave you here, and I'm going here. But if you meet me here, then okay, but
it's also like, I can't take you with me, and I also can't keep traveling back and forth to come get you and try to be like, yeah, but you should come with me this time, though. Yeah. Just come with me up the street, and then we.
So if you meet me here, that means you're figuring it out yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't need me. And you have to realize that you don't need me, and I don't want you to need me.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Can work together and keep pushing, but the need, that's like that's extra baggage that I don't need.
Yeah, and I think part of it is The race we're running is a solo race. If I'm paying attention to what I need, it's like I'm moving forward. If I look up, I can look to my left and right, and I can hope that you're running with me.
Yeah.
But you might not be running with me that time, and it's okay. I think the important thing is, again, doing what's best for you, and then at the end of the day, if people meet you at where you're at, then it's like, all right, it's even better. It's like we're both in a way better space. It's like, mm-hmm. we're not, when I'm around you, it's not because I need to be around you, it's because I want to be there. And that's a totally different space to be in.
Or that you don't need to be around me.
Or that's it.
That you want to be here just as equal, not like as to pull from my energy. You want to pour in, pull out. The cycle of life.
And that goes into not being the smartest person in the room. Like, gotta be able to, iron sharpens iron, steel sharpens steel, wood sharpens wood.
I was about to say, I ain't never heard those before. Wood sharpens wood?
hey, we lit.
When you rubbing together,
we start a fire.
That don't mean it's sharpening. It's sparks.
We lit. Sparks. Sharp. But yeah, like, we got to be, like, it's a give and take thing. Like, I can take this from you. I'm giving this to you, and you can give this to me. Or I'm taking this from you, you can take this from me. Like, you, the way, like, I took the background vocals from you.
took the background vocals.
Dude, I had to.
So, all right, so question. I know that, because they always say you're supposed to, like, not be the... Be okay with not being the smartest person in the room.
I don't think you should be the smartest person.
Right, but so then in that space, aren't you the person who's taking the most from somebody else?
Which but is you like, should also be able to, like, you should be giving them something. Like, they could possibly be giving you all this knowledge in this specific area, and you could just be the one that makes them happy, make them smile or something like that. Like, they should be able to take something. It doesn't have to be as grand of a level, but it may be to them. Yeah. Like, from your point of view, it might be not be as, you don't feel like you're giving them as much as they're giving you, but if they wouldn't be giving this to you if, I feel like they wouldn't be giving this to you for so long, or if you weren't giving them something in return.
But I mean, I was going to say, and again, we're kind of going into a different topic, but I think some of the time if you're on this level, right, and you're like, all right, I'm not the smartest person in the room. The smartest person in the room, right, in some cases, they're not going to get anything from helping you. They're just helping you off of the love, right? Yeah. So it's like, is that, on the flip side, if you're the smartest person in the room, if you're always looking to only be around people who are above you, it's like, are you helping somebody just off the love? Like, if that makes sense.
I feel like, okay, I get what you're saying. I do feel like, even in that situation, if you're helping them just off of the love, that's something right there, right? Because you want to help somebody. Like, that's your desire, to help them without them needing to try to do something for you. You just want to help them. That's something that you decided to do. You wanted to pour into somebody. That's not to say that you're not getting poured into from somewhere else. It's just saying that this specific relationship you chose to, and it, you might actually be getting poured into it just from the simple fact that you're interacting with somebody new. It's a new level of energy. You get to share your knowledge. So it really depends on how that person that we're saying is the smartest person in the room, how they value whatever they're giving.
And they may be, like, deficient in some area. Like, even they may not be as happy. When you around, you just bring a certain type of joy. Like, you bring a certain type of joy with you. Granted, you don't have everything. I don't have everything that you have, but the fact that you see me smiling, in whatever situation I'm in, it's like, how can I not help this person?
Because it's like, at that point, it's like when you have kids. The kid, you're taking care of the kid. Like, you're taking care of your child. You're helping them grow. You're helping them learn. You're teaching them things. What they're pouring into you, and this isn't for everybody, just depends on what you value. But a lot of times what the child is pouring back into you is whatever love you were missing. Or it might just be a new perspective on life. Or it might just be, like, you might just enjoy the process of seeing your child grow up. Like, you, it's another level of interaction. It might be just the relationship itself that you might be getting from it. So another, it's just,
it's a lot. Sometimes it's based off potential. So if I see something in you, I know you. I'm not looking for anything from you. Like, if I know you can be great, and I'm just that type of person, I want to see you be great.
Yeah. So I think, and I mean, that's, I think that's where I was kind of getting it, because it's like, not everybody is gonna, like, you're not actually getting, I think, well, let me not say that, but, because you're, I mean, you're, like you said, y'all are getting something out of it, but, like, in some regards, like, you hanging around people who aren't at the level you are, it's, the only thing you're really getting out of it is you're inspiring somebody else, which is cool, right? But I was gonna say, I was thinking about, I don't know why this was the first example, I was thinking about, just think about Jesus, right? Jesus hanging around people, he was, they say, around the criminals, the murder, he was hanging around people that literally could do nothing for, he is the Son of God, like, there's nothing you can do to enhance his life, but he's still helping, so that's why I was just again, I think I agree with you, what you guys are saying. It was just looking at the examples of, like, hey, you help, when do you help people when it has nothing to do with whether or not you're going to get anything back?
This is what I just thought of. Hold on, let me go. It's good. I literally just thought of this, like, while we was talking about this. The saying that be like, what do you give the man who has everything? Mm-hmm. And I just thought of this, you give them an opportunity to give something back. Like, and that's them giving back. Like, the greatest gift you can give, like, the purpose in life, in my opinion, is to give back in some way. So if you have everything, the only thing I can do is help the next person get to where I'm at or be on their way to a path. They probably get further than me, but I have something to give. And a lot of times it feels a lot better to give. And once you give, you're going to get something back.
And so I agree with all of that. And that's why I was saying, how do you end up giving back if you're always trying to be in a room where you're on the lowest scale?
Oh, you're not in the
space where you give back, because all you're doing is taking. That's the reason why I was asking, like, when did you switch? Because if every single time, like, I'm not trying to be the smartest person in the room, then when is your opportunity for you to be like, hey, I'm here.
Give back.
Let me give back. Because you don't give yourself the opportunity to give back, then.
You don't, but... If you don't give yourself the opportunity, but sometimes the opportunity just happens. A lot of times, the opportunity presents itself. And it's just a thing of knowing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know when you should give back. If you feel like you should give something back, 9 times out of 10, you should give something back.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not a thing of you... always being, never being the smartest person in the room. It's just you, when you recognize the opportunity to allow yourself to give back or be the smartest person in the room, it's up to you to take that opportunity.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say, even just circling back to boundaries, with this being the smartest person in the room, even just how we're talking based off of how we talked about boundaries and people just taking your energy and people just taking knowledge or benefiting off of you and you not receiving anything in turn. I feel like with that and with being the smartest person in the room, you would have to set boundaries when it starts to become, I guess, excessive or detrimental to your well-being. Because sometimes you can get so caught up in giving back and, like, doing things for other people, because it does feel good to do those things, but sometimes you're doing it at the expense of your own self, at the expense of your health, your time, sometimes your wealth. Like, you're giving people access to stuff that, like, bank accounts and all that stuff, and it's like, you just gotta set boundaries in a way. Still being the smartest person in the room, you should recognize when you should be placing boundaries. But you know, it's not even just
for you; it's for the other person too. It's partially what we was talking about earlier about when your focus changed from being an admirer to being a follower or being a believer. Now, before it was like, all right, you're questioning. I'm leading you to an area where you can learn. Now all you're doing is following, I told you to go here, right. You don't have any thoughts, and now it's at your detriment just as much as it is at mine. Wow, I couldn't say it.
So that helps you, it helps the person who set the boundaries, it helps for them to protect themselves, but also the person who the boundary is for is set, I guess, against. Is it set against them?
Yeah.
I guess set in front of. Like, if it's a wall, then I put this wall in front of you. It helps for them not to get so caught up in whatever, or not to get so caught up in needing me or wanting me around or da-da-da-da, so that they can find their own way.
And they can learn a lot of times, like, Because you don't, sometimes you don't know that you're going too far until somebody sets a boundary. So, like, all right, maybe I'm doing too much. Like, maybe I'm, and again, it's a strong word, but it's like I'm being abusive to your energy. Mm-hmm. And it's like the only thing that you're doing by not setting a boundary is letting me be more abusive to you.
Right.
So you got to set the boundary so that, like, all right, so that I can learn that this is not okay. Like, we don't, like, you shouldn't operate like this. And sometimes you don't know until somebody's like, hey, whatever it is. You can talk to anybody else like that, but you talking to me like that.
I was about to say
you
that
you might get popped.
Cause it's also like you teach people how to treat you. So if you're allowing things to continue, no matter who it is in your life, if you're just allowing them to continue doing whatever is bothering you, whatever you feel like is abusive to your energy, or whatever you just don't agree with, if it's toward you, then you're teaching them that it's okay. Like it's. You might get upset, but they'll deal with that anger, and they're like, well, I could still keep doing this. Whereas when you set that boundary, and you set it early, which brings me to my next question, it's like, they'll be like, oh, okay, I can't do that with you.
That's like when we were talking about setting it early, that's like when we were talking about problems, like letting problems sit there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times problems start like this. It's like, oh. All I got to do is close the door. Oh, a fly came in. All I got to do is close the door, and no more flies should come in.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like, you know the game on, so I'll get the door at a commercial. A million more flies could come in between this game, between now and the time the commercial come in. I don't even like that example, but.
You gotta nip it in the butt. Yeah, it's like you gotta nip it in the butt. That was something I learned with a lot of times with cars. I realized that a lot of like the smallest stuff will be wrong with your car, but we ignore it so long that now you have 8 other things wrong with your car, and now you gotta get you paying $1,000, $2,000 to get something fixed when it was like all you had to do was make sure your oil was changed after 3,000 miles. Like what do we
I need to do that too. But yeah, but same thing, like with that, it's like it could build up so much that
You resent the person.
Yeah, but also even with letting it sit or leaving the door open, you might forget to close the door. So you might forget to never, to ever address it. With the car example, it's like, your car gonna break down at some point, so it's gonna click in your head. But, like, if you forget to close the door, now that's another problem stacked on top of that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this another argument because you let another fly in. So, it's just...
Now you have a fly problem and a open door problem.
Right.
So, it's like you could have just had, all right, let me just close the door. We can solve this. It was that small. It was as small as a fly, but now it's a swarm. And now you're like, bro, I don't even know what that... Now I'm overwhelmed.
Now
it's like,
bird
bro.
In the house. Got a bird in here. Like... It's just stuff like that. So what I was going to ask is, I guess, how early should you set boundaries? Let's say you just met somebody. You said immediately?
Yeah, but in order to set boundaries, you have to know yourself. So if you're just meeting somebody and y'all getting to know each other and y'all, I think the boundaries should be spoken about within the first couple conversations, maybe not the first impression conversation, but if y'all see yourselves talking or speaking, creating this type of relationship, platonic, romantic business, boundaries are important.
Yeah.
But before you can set boundaries, you have to know yourself and respect yourself enough to set those boundaries.
I definitely think you should set them early. I mean, sometimes you don't know. Because sometimes you don't know just off the strength of, like, some people put you in positions where you're like, oh, I didn't know that this was going to, I was going to need to set
a just kind of know this was a thing.
Yeah, like, I just didn't know. And I think, I mean, you got to give yourself grace for that. But I think it's important to set them early and then stick with them, which kind of goes to a question I was going to ask for you guys. Do you feel like, what happens for you if you set a boundary and somebody still crosses it? Like, do they even get the opportunity to cross it, or is it do they get an opportunity after they've crossed the boundary to get another shot, or is it just like
it depends on the boundary? But a good rule of thumb is 3 strikes and you out. Yeah, 3 strikes. It's just like red flags, you know. Mm-hmm. Do some, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me three times, fuck peace. Load the chopper, let it rain on you. Yeah. What was the question?
How do you respond to people? How do you respond to people if they do cross the boundary, or how many do they get? Do they get more chances?
For me, it depends. Okay, so at this stage in my life, this big old age of 27, it's getting way big. I feel like I've changed that. Okay, so originally I would just keep giving people chances if I actually cared about you. If I don't really care about you that much, then you cross a boundary, then
it's clipped.
Yeah. Mm. But if like you one of my close friends or your family and stuff like that, you cross a boundary, I forgive you, because I didn't really establish real boundaries. Because what I learned is that you can set a boundary, but you also have to uphold that boundary. And I wasn't upholding my own boundary. So I would let people cross the boundary and be like, oh, well, you know, they didn't mean to, or they said sorry, or whatever, whatever. When it's like, you got to honor your own boundaries that you set. Mm. So I feel like, I forgot the question again.
How do you respond to people?
So at this big old age of 27, I feel like if you cross a boundary, then we could have a conversation first, because I don't want to just, in my head, I want to say it's clipped. But I feel like we're adults. We can have a conversation. I'll let you know what boundary was crossed, yada, yada, yada. And if it happens again, then it's clipped.
Yeah. I think for me, I was going to say, like, if you cross a boundary, I set a new boundary after that, and I think it just depends on where we're at. But I also think, I think you're right. I think we need to honor the boundaries we set with ourselves. To say, like, if I'm only gonna do this up until this point, right? A lot of times we let us slide because we're like, hey, you know, it's me. I mean, nobody gonna come check me.
Right? Who gonna check me?
Yeah. So like, you have to be able to do that. And that goes into, again, knowing yourself. You got to be able to know, all right, I can only do this up until this point. Mm-hmm. I can't. If I go past this point, how we're operating, is I'm not operating at my best when I go past this point. So I think in knowing your own personal boundaries, it should be easier to set boundaries for other people. It's not always the case, because sometimes it's family, it's friends, it's like people you love. So you're like, you want to let them all the way in, but sometimes people don't need to see the full your full character, your full main character, because but sometimes it's just like it now it's like you're looking at stuff. It's like when you're friends with somebody and they know too much, so it's like, now anytime you, like, we're having a conversation about this, it's like, yeah, but, you know, I remember when you said when you were a child and your child had trauma, it's like, bro, I'm a completely different person. You know?
And then even with that, people having too much access to you, it could create some jealousy, some envy. It's just,
it's a lot of
let me just show y'all what I want y'all to see, or give y'all access to this, this, and this. It's like going to a hotel. You only have access to this room, the common areas. You can't get into the suite. Not the king suite.
You can't get into anybody else's suite unless they let you in.
Right. So, I've been setting boundaries. I feel like also, as you get older, you start to learn, because a lot of initial relationships, especially like long-time relationships, you don't realize that you needed to set certain boundaries. So it's like, we've been operating this way for so long, and now something just happened, and it's like, but I asked you not to do that. Like, I didn't set a boundary, but I specifically asked you not to, but you did it.
But then people say you changed once you...
They do.
They've been doing this for so long, but it's different when you're doing stuff unknowingly.
Right.
But once you really understand that this is, yeah, we not jacking that.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't operate. I'm not able to operate at my highest if I continue to let this go.
I was going to say, or it's like, we're not kids anymore.
Yeah, that's
so, like, it. I'm not going to keep operating as if we're 12 when we're 27. Yeah. So, like, I can't let, like, it's not okay as an adult for you to continue to do this. So, but now you can't have this level of access.
And that's why it's also important to set the stuff early, because if you let stuff slide for years, it's so much harder for them and for you to be like, now's the time we're gonna cut it. And it's like, because then it's, I mean, sometimes people are like kids, right? It's like, oh, I've been doing this all the time. Now you wanna be serious? I've been disrespecting you this way all this time. Now you wanna say something? Well, how come you ain't say something the last 38 times? It's like, it shouldn't be like that.
Don't be wanting you to change. Like, they act like it's a problem if you change or if you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, I've been disrespecting you for 38 years. Why can't I keep disrespecting you?
That's really
If I've been slapping you for 38 years, I expect that sometime you slap me back. Like, I can't get upset if you be like, hey, yo, stop slapping me. A lot of times it's like, I knew it was going to come a time where you was going to tell me to stop slapping you. No. A lot of people be knowing that I shouldn't be doing this, but if they keep letting me do this, I'm going to keep doing it. And that's where boundaries come in.
But some people, it'd be like, I'm shocked. You want me to stop slapping? Well, just go ahead and slap me.
They don't really be shocked.
Nah, some people be shocked. They be like, but I mean, like, I thought at some point you would slap me, but like, don't asking me to stop. That's crazy.
You got the audacity to ask me to stop after 38 years of me disrespecting you.
You don't get me back like that.
Yeah,
you just slap me and we keep going.
This is like a thing.
But I think the reason why it's so appalling for them is because, like, now it's like, oh, now I won't feel bad if I slap you and we continuously slap
right,
each other.
Because we're disrespecting each other.
Yeah, but now it's like, oh, you trying to be, like, I slap you and you don't want to slap me back. Now I feel bad because, like, it's one-sided. Like, nah, bro, nah.
I thought we were slapping
Yeah, like, nah, this is how we operate. What you mean? Like, nah, this is what we did. I slap you, you slap me, and we continue this back and forth. If I'm the only person that's slapping, now I'm actually starting to feel bad. And I don't like feeling bad.
Or
it'd be like, I mean, that's how my daddy did it. That's how my granddaddy did it. Just slap them. That's like that's normal. Why aren't we?
Just what because are you? It's accepted doesn't make it acceptable.
Be like, why ain't you doing
and
that?
That's why we set boundaries.
Boundaries.
So the moral of today's podcast is, the biggest picture is boundaries. Say it with me, class.
Boundaries.
And then the subheader is
slap it. No, I'm
subheader. Just because it's accepted does not make it acceptable. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to change, people, because a wise woman once said, if it ain't growing, it's dead. So if you've been disrespecting me for 38 years, at some point, I hope I grow and understand that this is not acceptable. Just because I've been accepting it for 38 years doesn't make it acceptable.
Yeah. Like, it's okay to change people. You don't got to change people, but it's okay to change people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. And I think we got to be okay with we have to be okay with people changing, because we should be changing. Yeah.
We just talked about evolving.
We should be evolving, right? And I think, it's just a part of being, like, it's a part of healthy. Like, it's a part of being healthy. And
it's okay to say no. Like, don't ever feel bad for telling somebody no. Like, don't ever feel bad for telling anybody no. Don't ever feel bad for telling anybody no. Because they be wilding. Like, they be trying to guilt trip, make you feel guilty because I can't help you. Like, hold on. You coming to me.
Yeah.
So if you're asking, it's like you have choices. Like, we grown now, so we actually have choices. We are born looking like our parents, but we die looking like our decisions.
Mm. Okay. Who said that?
Shout out to Mornings with Nana. Yeah.
Right.
But that's deep, and it's true.
Yeah, and I feel like boundaries are important, not only for the other people, but for yourself. And make sure you honor your boundaries, because when you don't, you continue to drain your own energy, and you continue to not put yourself first. So make sure you are setting boundaries, whatever those look like for you. And like I said, treat it like knowing your limits for alcohol. If you start getting a little wavy, you gotta just set some boundaries. And but yeah, boundaries are okay. Like, it's fine. And yeah. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of The Gray Area Podcast. I am Shaquoya D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damon.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at
thegrayarea.com.
What?
Wait, what? What? Hold on.
Gray area.
Not thegrayarea.com.
No. It'll be here. Follow us on Instagram at Gray Area Podcast. If you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And hit that notification bell so you know whenever we upload. We will talk to y'all later.
Yeah.
Bye. Woo!